Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
It's Natalia, and welcome back to Unfiltered Fashion Talks. Today we have a returning guest.
Oh my gosh.
We've got the one and only Isabel with us today.
Thank you for having me again.
Literally so excited. You were one of like the first I had on too, I think.
With the setup and all.
I know.
It's so crazy to have seen you grow from literally, we had a Zoom one, and I think my Wi-Fi wasn't even working that well.
Yeah. No, I think you were one of like my first like three podcasts maybe, or four. Like you were one of my very first, I think.
Well, I'm honored to be back.
So this is so fun
with this little setup. I mean, look at the photo. We got the three screens, we got the three cameras.
We're professional now.
Oh, it doesn't feel like that.
I know. This is like so nice. But it's so fun. You know, I have no direction for this podcast, but figured it was time for some updates.
Oh my gosh, I'm scared.
Because last time I had you on, I think was like September, so you were like starting your last year of school, maybe? Right?
Wait,
September 2021.
Yes, yeah. I guess my last two semesters.
Yeah, your last two semesters.
Yeah. Oh man, I should have watched the podcast before.
I should have too. I didn't think about this until our drive over.
I don't even remember like what we talked about.
But I think it was more of just like how you started and like all, you know, all the,
I guess,
all that stuff.
Because we met up in LA, right?
Yeah.
The month before.
Yeah, I think we had just met.
We had Mexican food.
Yes.
the vegan Mexican food?
Yes.
On Melrose?
Yeah, on Melrose.
Oh, you know what?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Because that's when Justin quit his job a month later.
Yeah. Because we went
and visited
met up
him.
With him. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Okay. Now I
know. Yes. Now
so
it's all adding
up. It has
up.
Been like a year.
Like a little over a year.
A year.
So you got to catch us up.
What do you need to know?
We'll start with how was that last year? Well, I guess more like the last semester, your final collection. Doing like a full collection like that, how was that? Because I've never done anything like that.
School's a bl-
that's a
you
lot.
You haven't?
Not
yes,
like
you
a
have.
Full. I've done like smaller collections, but I feel like you did
you,
a lot
you
and
had
like
a show,
intricate.
Though. You were show though.
Like yeah, but I did like simpler pieces.
No.
I feel like you really went in on like detailed pieces.
Do you want me to start with school or that?
Yeah, anything. Whatever you want.
I feel like those last two semesters of school were a blur.
Yeah.
I think it's because, you know, I was just there to just finish school and get out as quickly as possible because I was already in school for 6 years, right?
That's a long
technically
time.
Like my sixth year.
Right.
So it was kind of time. So I think I was mostly on like autopilot, like going to school, going back home, thinking of like what to do.
I'm so sorry.
What to do for the collection and all that. And so I feel like those last, I don't even know how long that semester was. It was a blur.
Yeah.
But I think I got started on the collection maybe my winter break of 2021.
Yes, because you showed it to me before you started working on it.
Did I?
I came to LA sometime. I think, no, actually it was in February when you had maybe just started working on it.
And then we hung
was
out
was the time
again?
We went and got pasta at the place that we can't remember.
Yeah. Oh, we have a picture.
Yes.
Oh, that day.
You showed me. You
yes,
showed me
on,
like the
on your iPad,
sketches
on, my iPad.
On your iPad.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yes. So
yeah.
There you go.
There it is.
That's where we are. So I think I started thinking about it during winter break, started sketching, doing all that. And I think I started really working on it in that February then. That sounds about right.
Yeah. And you finished it by May? Is that right?
Like literally, like maybe a week before the fashion show.
That's crazy.
So
that's a short amount of time
for
that many pieces.
I think it was like I was working on that collection like every day.
Yeah.
Every day, especially like I still had classes going on. Mm-hmm. So I made it in a way where for my classes, if I had a design to work on, that design will be in the collection.
Smart.
Just so I don't work on double pieces,
yeah,
where one for that class and one for this. Mm-hmm. So I think, like, I had an experimental design class, right?
Mm-hmm.
So all we had to do was pretty much, I think she asked for like 3 fabric manipulations on one piece.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had to make 2 pieces for that class.
Okay.
And so I just incorporated those fabric manipulations into that collection piece.
Yeah.
So I don't have to present like so many different things.
Yeah.
And then I made most out of my time. And especially if I was on campus,
mm-hmm,
I think I did a lot of like skipping of class though.
You know what? You got it done.
Because the thing is, like, I don't know, I already had all the sewing machines and all the things at home, so mm-hmm, it was just hard to like lug everything to school.
A lot. Yeah.
And then I have to bring it back home, so
yeah,
I skipped a lot of class. I think that last semester too.
This is not advice.
Sorry, my bad. But I mean, yeah, the thing is, I also went to a university, so it's probably mm-hmm not as strict as a fashion school.
Yeah, because FIT, if you missed 2 classes, you failed.
Exactly. So. But I remember I went through some classes and I skipped like a whole month. Not that last semester,
Isabel,
but like in other years. In other years,
yeah.
I think my very first year when I transferred over to the university,
mm-hmm,
there was this one class. I was already at school starting from like 9 a.m. Mm-hmm. This class was at 6:30. So I think this.
Oh my gosh!
I think I skipped a month of that class, but then I still passed.
Hey, there you go.
But
got it done.
Yeah, I'm just so glad that was all. I'm so glad school's over.
Yeah.
That collection came out to be.
It was a great collection.
Thank you.
And didn't you like win for it too?
I did.
I see you.
I honestly forgot we were getting judged until, mm-hmm, because it was so busy.
Yeah.
I forgot we were getting judged until maybe like a couple weeks before. And I was like,
oh.
So I had to make sure, like, oh shoot, did I construct everything nicely? Because,
right,
you know, they're checking, like,
yeah,
make sure you didn't like glue your seams together, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean,
that's
what do
so
you want to
cool
know?
Let's see. What do I want to know? Well, first of all, the runway show itself looked beautiful.
I wish you were there.
I
think you were in the process of moving here.
Yeah.
We talked a little.
Yeah,
but you were moving here.
Did I see you before?
Mm.
I don't remember when the last time I saw you prior to that.
Well, because when we met in February,
yeah,
you were talking about moving here already.
Yeah, and then I came here in April to look mm-hmm at places, but I don't think I met up with anybody that time.
I think
I was just literally looking at places. I don't know. But anyway, yeah, I had just like been here looking for places, which is so crazy.
I know. Time flies.
Time really
dude
does fly.
I can't believe it. Now we're already here, 2023.
I know. What the heck?
I know.
Crazy.
That collection, I feel like, I don't think I've done a collection since that. I mean, it's been.
I mean, I don't blame you. There's no reason to do anything that.
I already. That was like 5-6 months of my life.
That was
and
a
then
lot.
Here I am.
Well, how many pieces or like how many looks was it? It was a lot.
It was 8 looks.
Yeah, that's a lot.
So like
multiple pieces.
Even
per
though
look.
Even though I'm mainly like a women's wear designer, mm-hmm, I still like designing like unisex.
Yeah.
So that's why I also added like 2 technically like men's wear
yeah
pieces, but you know anyone can
right
wear whatever.
Yeah.
So I try to showcase like the diversity of like who I am as a designer.
I
can make like different things. So I had a skirt, I had pants,
right,
I had shorts, I had a dress, you know?
I know.
At least like one of each thing that I know how to make.
There
just to show like I could do
you
most
could do
of it.
Yeah.
So that there was like a lot of planning behind that.
I bet.
But also as a designer, I'm mm-hmm sure you know too, like things don't turn out like the initial sketch.
No. Never. Like literally never. It's so rare.
At all. And so like if you compare the collection versus like the very, very first sketch, does not look the same.
No, that always happens.
Maybe
to
some
me
pieces are the same.
Right.
Because like I also thought back to my past collections and other pieces that I've done.
Yeah.
And I was like, how can I bring those silhouettes into this current collection?
Right.
And so maybe some of it is the same.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, it definitely
yeah
changed a lot. But I'm happy with the way it came out.
Oh, it came out beautiful.
Thank you.
I
thank
love
you.
It.
It was a good time.
Yeah.
And I remember, was Justin helped me figure out the music
mm-hmm
because he also used
love
to
that.
He also used to make music, also
mm-hmm
used to, you know, he's familiar with like
yeah
that industry or whatever. So I was like, you create the mix for me.
I love
I
that.
I want a really cool like I want a good vibe whenever people are walking down this runway. And then he also helped me come up with like the name of the collection.
Yeah.
So I named it Please More Photos because, you know, people say, you know, please no photos.
Right.
And, you know, the signs or like celebrities or whatever.
Right.
But, you know, the point of this collection was to be photographed.
Yeah.
People can enjoy it. They can see themselves walking in it.
Love it.
And so that was the general vibe that I was going for. And I'm glad a lot of people liked it. And enjoyed it.
No, it was beautiful. I also loved the videos of Justin taking videos of it.
Yep.
I love Justin.
He was the highlight. I think so many people sent me videos of him from different angles. So like someone was sitting up there. My best friend and her boyfriend were sitting on the side. So everyone was taking angles of him. And he's like, I'm going to wear my glasses. I'm going to wear my sunglasses inside. I want to look cool. So he wore his like Louis Vuitton sunglasses with his all leather outfit. And I'm like, wow, there you go. Good support. He was filming. He was so sad because he was actually filming on my vlog camera.
Mm-hmm.
And I was actually supposed to put out a whole vlog.
Yeah, what happened to that?
That's hard. It's hard. I don't know how you YouTube people do it.
I was waiting for it.
Oh, I know. Everyone was.
I'm subscribed.
You know what? I know. You could if you want to. I have like a whole hour of it. I spent hours, and then I was like, dude, I feel like no one wants to watch this anymore.
Me.
Oh, thank
I would
you.
Like to watch
Maybe
that.
On the 1 year.
I bet you everybody listening would like to watch that.
Maybe on the 1 year, I'll like put it up or whatever. Maybe next month. Who knows?
Listen, I might hold you to it.
It's just hard. Editing YouTube videos. I bought Final Cut Pro. I spent that. How much was it? $200-$300 on Final Cut Pro.
Yeah.
I bought an external hard drive. I did everything.
Wow.
But you know, no video.
Come on, you made the perfect setup.
It's just in there. It's in my Final Cut Pro, just waiting to be exported. But
I'm waiting for it.
I have the whole vlog because through the 6 months I documented everything.
Yeah, that's a lot.
The fabric shopping.
You should put that up.
I don't know when.
Whenever.
Maybe. I don't know.
It could
April,
be cute at the 1 year.
The 1 year mark.
Because you can make it into like a little series. Like cut it up. You know what I mean?
We'll see. That's the thing though. Like, do people want to watch 1 hour?
Yes.
Do they really?
Me.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Well, I'm also the kind of person that watches YouTube while I'm doing things.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I'll leave it on when I'm sewing. So, I will easily watch an hour of something without realizing it.
I do that too, though.
You know? I feel like a lot of people do.
Do you know that one YouTuber? She does, like, okay, she's not a fashion YouTuber, but she does, like, challenges and stuff. Severa?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know what her name is. Sophia? I don't know.
Maybe?
But she does, like, these really cool vlogs, and I just watched her, like, 30 minutes each video of her going to like different hotels in Vegas.
No, literally.
So that's what
I
makes
that
me think. Like,
stuff.
I guess people will watch mine.
I mean, I don't know. 30 minute videos before and people watch them.
I love that though.
So I'm like, and every time I do something shorter because I'm like, oh, maybe I'll do shorter videos, I get like hate comments being like, no, make them longer.
That's the thing though. Like, I miss doing long form content.
Yeah, it's so much more like gratifying.
Exactly. And before the pandemic and COVID and everything, I used to like love YouTube.
I know.
I used to post like monthly. I did my little content and challenges on there, and then
I want it back.
Yeah.
I want it back.
Yeah, maybe. Like, me and Justin were at Goodwill like yesterday. He's like, you remember when we did a thrift challenge? We should do it again. And
you
I'm like,
should.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see. My return. I always say my return is this year and it never happens. But
it's a new year.
Maybe this year.
Maybe 2023 is the return.
Starting
year.
With this one.
Oh, no.
On yours.
Yeah.
I love this. See, it's working.
I know.
Direction of this conversation.
Literally. I know, this is so funny. Literally on the way here, I was telling Isabel, I'm like, I have no game plan for this podcast, and I don't know what we're going to talk about.
So we've covered,
but
we've
school.
Covered everything, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, post-school, how are you doing now?
Post-school?
Post-grad? How has life been? Well, because you work for yourself at this point.
I do.
Which is so nice.
Very happy
to
say
that. So you
didn't
have to think about getting like a 9-to-5 post-grad.
No, but people were asking like, what are you going to do next?
Yeah, is that ever something that you like thought you maybe would even try to get, or just like, I didn't either.
I think like, I don't know, just the type of person I am. Maybe it's crazy. Maybe it's delusional, but like I never saw myself working for anyone.
Me neither.
Besides myself. But I think it takes like a certain type of person, like our personalities, like entrepreneurs and all that.
Yeah.
Like, not everyone can kind of do what we do.
No, so, you have to be very self-motivated.
Exactly. So I'm happy to be able to have, you know, those skills to be able to do what I want.
Absolutely.
To like make my own schedule and things like that. And so, you know, I never really looked into getting a job after graduation.
I didn't really either.
Because I just went full-time into content creation.
Yeah. Like, well, I mean, you already had that built up
exactly,
quite a bit.
Which I'm very,
point,
I'm very so happy that.
Yeah,
it worked out the last couple years.
It did.
But it's like, yeah, I was able to pretty much, content creation is pretty much my income that also funds my designs and whatever else I want to do.
Yeah.
And so that's why I'm very happy that it went the way it did. But, you know, I miss having time to just design.
I know.
Not work, you know, it's hard. It's a balance.
It is.
So like since grad, it's just been trying to balance everything, trying to figure out what I want to do.
Yeah.
It was the first time, the last, what, 6-7 months now? Mm-hmm. It's been like my first time ever like not being in school.
Yeah.
Because I was in school since 2016.
That's
and so
I can't even imagine doing 6 years of like
school.
Well,
it's my fault too because I failed a lot of classes.
Like, yeah. But like 2 years was enough for me. Like I was so done after the second year.
I know. And I remember like, because I did the community college route.
Yeah.
And then I went to a university mainly because it's what I could afford.
Yeah.
And which is nothing wrong with that. And
no.
Also like I still wanted like the university experience.
Yeah.
And so even though I did fail some classes and all that,
made
like
it out.
It's nice to finally have time.
Yeah.
So like these last few months were just like, oh, what do I want to do today?
Right. I know. It's so weird because every day is like the same. Like there's no difference between weekdays and weekends anymore.
Exactly. It's like the same and different, you know, like I'm able to work around other people's schedule or work around and do whatever pretty much, but also just try to get work done at the same time.
Yeah.
So
it's a hard balance sometimes.
It's been cool,
yeah.
Especially with trying to like figure out how to build a brand.
That's our next topic.
Yeah, that's hard.
It is very hard.
Even though we have all this time, there's actually, it feels like there's not enough time too.
Well, yeah, because you also have to like be doing other things to actually make the money to fund your brand. So it's not like you're just sitting there every day working on your brand.
I feel like, you know, as a designer, as creators, you know that we're always on. We're
always
like on the clock.
Literally.
Like, yeah, we don't work a 9-to-5, but we're also there
24/7. Literally, I'm like, Isabel, let's hang out, but also let's film a podcast because I want to make the most of our time.
But honestly, this is what we would be talking about.
I know, I'm like, so it works out. But I'm like, I literally monetize everything.
No, there's nothing wrong with that, though.
It's so funny, though.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Because it's your job. It's what
you
do.
It is, and it's fun. I feel like people enjoy listening to the conversations anyway, but it's just like funny to think about. I'm like, I've monetized like all my friendships. Oh, well.
No, you don't. There's nothing wrong with that, especially if we all love what we do.
We do, and it's a fun time, but it's just funny.
You know, I'm glad we're doing it.
I know. It's so fun. I love it for us.
There's just so much we could cover.
I know. I'm trying to think. Okay, well, brand. What do you want?
What do you want to know?
You know, is a brand
so
going
like,
to come
what happened?
Out for you? What, you know, you've like...
All right.
Thrown little like sneak peeks
in
there on Instagram.
People have been waiting.
You.
People have been waiting.
I am people.
I get threats.
I am waiting.
Like, come on, let's buy something already.
Yeah.
So like when I did that collection, like I was kind of just gauging like which pieces do people like,
right?
Especially when I was posting like the behind the scenes of like most of the looks and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I got to see like what people like.
Yeah.
So like I noticed that people loved like the upcycled denim.
Yes.
And then. Especially people loved the 3-tier pants that I did that were
a
gradient.
I loved those. Those are so cool.
I really love those.
Yeah.
So I decided to go into manufacturing for those pants. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I told you this, but you guys don't
know
yet.
I got this sneak peek.
But, like, I moved to manufacturing. Shout out to my friend Matt, who, like, helped me figure out who to go to.
That's nice.
Like, that was really nice. And so... It's just me. Like I was telling you, I'm the problem.
You know,
it's just
happened.
Me
it's
trying to figure out like the fabric that I want. Cause I have everything. I have I know who to go to. I already have like the cutter. I already have a pattern maker. I have pretty much like I have all those contacts.
Right.
But now it's just finding the fabric.
Which sometimes is the hardest
and
part.
And why is that so hard?
Well, cause you also want it to like be perfect and like, like you don't want to like half ass it.
So I did. So the fabric that I made the first sample in, I did find it. And then when I asked, like, do you have more bolts of this? No. So
why
it's
does
like,
always happen?
So it's like, okay.
Yeah.
So I think I spent like days walking around just trying to fit, like once, you know, a couple times, no, maybe like once or twice a week for from like July to maybe September.
That's a lot.
Yeah, just like trying to like walk around, find the right fabric. And then I was also thinking in long term, like I want the quality of the pants to be the same.
Exactly.
So I want to do it right the first time rather than trying to find a different fabric after this whole batch is done.
Yeah.
And then, you know, people notice that stuff too. Oh, totally. As a consumer, you know when like a brand changes up their quality.
Totally.
You know when they're skimping out on their manufacturing and all that, when they change something. And so I don't want to do that. I wanted to do it right.
Yeah.
And so I think I just became very picky.
As
and
you then, should be.
And yeah. But I mean, I had samples like shipped to my house. Like, I have like all these different fabric samples and I still haven't really picked one. Oh, and now I'm thinking, like, after getting some feedback on TikTok, I'm like, okay, maybe I need to change my fabric because people are like, oh, it looks too lightweight. I'm like, okay.
It's so picky. I'm like, I thought it looked great.
I loved it, but I also get what like people were saying too, if they want something durable. So now I'm thinking of like switching the fabric. Maybe it'll be easier for me, but then I want to dye the fabric. That's another cost.
Getting the right color.
And then like, you know, in a perfect world, you'll have that fabric in many different colors.
Exactly.
But it's not like that.
No.
You have to end up finding a dye house. And then when I started getting those quotes, I'm like, wow, that's not cheap.
No, it's so expensive. Not cheap.
The thing is, like, when I was in college, I was saving up because I knew I was going to eventually have a brand. Like, I have the money, but it's like, do I want to put it all of it into this?
Yeah, it's scary.
So that's why it's like, I don't know what to do. And then you want to make your, you know, your potential consumers happy because, oh, wow, it looks like the pants that I saw on Instagram. But then it's like,
it's hard.
It was a lot that I've had to think of, and now it's kind of just like waiting for the perfect fabric, or you know, I have to search for it obviously, but it's like, what's my next move?
I know. It's so difficult. I have like dabbled with manufacturing but have never also gone through with it.
Didn't you though?
I got that samples made that February that we met up.
Yeah,
I was literally, we went to get fabric together and then I got samples. And, like, they turned out well, but I just, like, again, wasn't... I didn't want to, like, put that money down.
Didn't you say it was expensive?
It was expensive. And I was just like, I don't know if I'm there.
Yeah.
Like,
exactly.
It's so hard to, like...
And now you're paying rent in LA?
Yeah, now I'm paying rent in LA, so I'm like, I don't really want to, like, dabble with that too much.
But then also, like, we have to learn to also have help.
Yes.
Like, also build a team and also have help. Because, you know, we can't do everything.
No.
But also, it's like...
But it's also hard to trust people to do that first. Like, that's my biggest issue, aside from the financial aspect, obviously. But I'm, like, trusting somebody to do the things that I do the way that I want them done.
Exactly.
Because I'm such a perfectionist.
Are you a micromanager?
Oh! Listen, maybe a little bit. I just, like, I have such a way of doing things, and I've been doing it on my own for so long.
Yeah.
That it's so hard for me to let go of that.
Oh, I'm the same way.
So hard. And like, I would love to, because I'd love to have the help. I'm like doing way too many things at once. I'm still editing all my YouTube videos. I don't have a manager. I'm still doing all my emails.
Exactly.
Editing my whole podcast and the videos for it. I do my TikTok, my Instagram, plus my brand. Like,
so
it's just too much.
How do you find that time?
I don't know. I don't know where I've ever found the time to do all of this, but I'm like, at some point it's just like burning me out a little bit. But also it's like, what do I outsource?
Yes. Who do I ask for help?
Yeah. It's so difficult.
I don't know. Like, even, like, I get it. Because going through that manufacturing process is like, how do I trust this person?
Exactly.
But then, you know, I saw their work. I saw what they can do. Obviously, like, my friend referred me.
Right.
So it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. Like, I like them, so I will move forward. But now it's just like, what else do I need help with?
I know. And then, yeah, there's just so much. Because even with, like, social media, it would be nice to get help on that side of things. But then sometimes I'm like, but, like, I feel like I should be doing it because it's such a personal
social media
thing.
Exactly. You kind of, once you kind of, like, give it up to someone,
it
just lose that connection, I guess.
That's how I feel. But then I'm like, am I always gonna have to run it myself?
I know. And you know, people offer sometimes, like, oh my gosh, you should. I remember someone sent me an email about like how they can be an assistant, like they're assisting, like, what do you call it, I don't know, like their resume pretty much. Like, they can, how they can be in a personal assistant pretty much. And I'm like, oh, it seems nice, but also it's like, Oh, I don't know if I'm ready to give that up. Maybe maybe eventually.
I know.
Because we're going to have to learn eventually. We got to start giving things up to get some help.
Yeah.
But
I know I've been thinking about that one a lot, especially like I just think this year I'm doing way too much. Well, I think every year I've done too much. Yeah. But like especially now I'm like I need to figure out where to throw that in there because it's a lot.
I don't know. It's hard. It's a very hard topic because yeah. I don't know. Money's the issue.
Yeah, because I also would like time's to like, pay issue. Well, but it's not like I get enough for two salaries.
And I don't want to give any, and I don't want to just hire someone for free.
No, me neither.
I feel bad.
I would too.
You know, especially nowadays. Like, shout out to all my friends who are willing to do like modeling yeah. for me for free.
Oh, yeah.
And they grew with me and stuff. But now I want to pay everyone.
I
know.
I
like,
feel bad.
Like,
too.
Y'all.
I know. Even like my photographer friends, like
exactly.
Oh my god! Yeah. Even like New York Fashion Week, it was all voluntary. Like I didn't pay anybody for
really?
Anything because I was barely getting paid either. Yeah. But I'm like, it would be way too much for me yeah. to like pay every model, every photographer, makeup artist. Like it was just way too much. Exactly.
But I hear like a lot of models for New York Fashion Week and stuff, they don't get paid too.
Yeah.
Even for bigger brands, yeah. which is actually very surprising.
Which I think is really bad.
I think that's messed up.
I think that's very messed up because they have the budget.
Yeah.
Like I knew that it was fine on my end because like, you know, whatever. We're all just like collaborating and helping each other out kind of vibe.
Exactly.
But even at that, I felt bad because yes. I'm like, I wish I could.
Exactly.
Like I want to give you all of my money, but
so what I've
I don't
done in like past years and stuff, especially mm-hmm. like photo shoots or if someone like my models and photographers, I try to gift them with something.
That's smart.
Like I put together little gift bags and things like
cute.
That of just like random things. Like at the fashion show for all my models, I think I went to like TJ Maxx, picked up some cute little like makeup,
aww,
candles.
That's so nice.
Like I wrote everyone a card. I think I did. Did I write everyone a card? I don't know.
No.
I made like personalized keychains and stuff. So I always like,
that's cute.
You know, even though like I don't got the money to pay
I
at
know.
The moment.
But like I appreciate
I gave
you.
Like gifts. I try to give gifts to like
yeah.
participating pretty
yeah.
much.
No, that's
but
yeah.
in the future, that's, I really want to be able to pay people.
Me too.
You know, at least something.
I know, me too. I feel like I try to shout everybody out all the time.
Yes,
and like really
exactly.
tag people and like go through with that.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, at some point, if I ever get the money, like I will hire you.
Exactly.
Like you're on my
exactly.
like radar now.
Like I truly appreciate the people who still want to be able to be a part of it, even
yeah.
though they know like, you know, I don't got the money to pay
exactly.
right now, right?
Yeah.
Like and that's why I try to choose people who also like kind of want to benefit from the experience, like
yeah.
maybe like they want to build like their modeling portfolio,
right.
maybe they just want like experience on like walking a runway,
yeah.
how to be in front of a crowd. So I try to look for people who want to do that.
Yeah, that's what I did too. Like majority of the people that did New York Fashion Week with me, I think we're all like first time New York Fashion Week, like
oh.
all the models, most of them were like first time walking a runway.
That's really nice.
And like, you know, you need a portfolio of that to actually get booked for other shows later.
Exactly.
The makeup artists I got, which were incredible, like
oh,
were
yeah.
also I think maybe first or second
how'd
time
you find
at New York
them?
Fashion Week. Everybody was through social media.
Nice.
Like through the one TikTok I posted being like, hey, if anybody wants to like
especially
you know do whatever for me.
Yeah,
I got a bunch of requests, so
that's really good.
Yeah.
Oh. That's so nice.
I love social media for that.
I love it too because you can't just do sometimes you just can't do that like word of mouth. You got to post
yeah,
something.
I know. And it really reached the right audience. I got so many requests for photographers, makeup
that's
artists,
really
models.
Because
like,
people are always looking to build their portfolio.
Exactly.
Too.
So I'm like, as long as it's like this mutual beneficial thing,
exactly.
then I don't feel that bad. But also I'm like, I wish I
right.
could. Because I want to fix the industry because I know they're known to not pay people.
Trust me, if I had the money.
Yeah.
I would definitely be paying everybody.
I know, me too, me too.
But I'm glad, like, people are understanding. That's
yeah.
what I'm very, very happy of.
Yeah. I feel like if you treat people, like, nicely, too, and, like, it's just a good experience for everybody.
Sometimes.
And, like, a fun experience.
Exactly.
And it's worth it.
Because there's experiences where it's like, this is unorganized. Why am I
yeah,
here?
Yeah, exactly.
This is not worth it. This and that.
Yeah.
But I feel like you're really great at managing.
Thank you.
Dude, I could just tell.
Because I'm a micromanager.
Oh, I am too.
I know, but it works.
I am
because you
too.
Know what you want and it's like more organized.
But sometimes we just got to be chill too.
I know. I have no chill sometimes. It's kind of bad.
And then we got to just let things happen.
I know. I've gotten better about it.
Yeah.
But it's hard to let go of that sometimes.
It is hard. But I mean,
yeah.
we have to learn.
I know. Eventually we got to learn. But we will. It's fine. You know.
I'm proud of us.
Yeah.
I'm super proud of us.
I know. Look how far we've gotten.
Dude, by the way, the lighting looks so great on you.
Oh, thank you so much. I know. I freaking love being in a studio.
This is really great, dude.
This is
it's so
fun.
It's so chill. Like, we,
I know.
Everything.
It's also just like makes me feel more legit to be in a studio now.
Of course.
Which I think has also helped me.
It's like investing in yourself.
Exactly.
And investing in kind of like your future.
Yeah. No, I think
especially
so too.
Especially in the future of this like podcast and everything that you want to do.
Yeah.
So it's worth it.
I know. Gotta just invest in yourself little by little. It also makes me feel just like more like legit. I get so much imposter syndrome all the time.
Yes, we were just talking about this.
Especially having started in this industry and like doing stuff so young, which I feel like, you know, same for you because you've been blogging for like the longest time too.
Oh, blogging.
But it's like, you know, we've been like hustling for so long. I'm like, I started my business at 20 years old. I'm like, I didn't know anything at that age.
Oh my
But now
gosh.
I'm 23 and I still feel like I'm 20 years old not knowing anything. Yeah. And I forget that I have like years of experience and I can actually talk about things.
I'm about to be 25 and sometimes I still feel like I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know.
I feel like that's very normal for this age, though, because especially with social media, you end up comparing yourself to people
all the time.
And this year, I made a resolution to stop doom scrolling, you know, where you're that's like, a good, ooh,
yeah,
ooh,
oh,
let me,
oof, girl,
let me make myself feel bad today, right?
Yeah,
it's not worth it. One. You just gotta like focus on yourself, focus on what you want to do.
Yeah,
that is so important.
Yeah, that's a big one. I feel like, yeah, I'm definitely a doom scroller and like I compare myself all the time, but I feel like my maybe not like resolution, but something I try to do to combat that is like actually try to be happy for other people's successes, which sounds so like,
of course,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'm like genuinely like being grateful for like what they're getting and not comparing it to what I'm getting.
Yes.
And has it's been not, really
it's, and
crucial.
It's not like I'm even hating on them.
No,
it's
not
just
at
like,
all.
Like,
but it's like,
so
why
bad.
Am I not getting it? But it's like,
exactly.
No, they're getting it. My time will come.
Exactly.
And, like, trying to have that mindset.
That's what I've learned a lot. Because, you know, especially back then when I first started, like, social media and blogging and stuff, I was like, why can't I get big like this person?
Right?
It's because, like, I'm still young and I'm still trying to figure things out.
Yeah.
And then my time did come.
Exactly.
Eventually, like, the last couple years, like, I've seen a lot of growth in that.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's like, ooh. What's next?
I know. I feel that too. And it's just like seeing people grow so fast, so quickly. And you're like, I've been doing this for years. And
exactly.
Like me on YouTube, it took me like 8 years to get to 100K. Where I've seen people take like 1 year.
Nothing
and I'm like,
with that.
I have been hustling since I was 15 years old.
Exactly.
Like, when is my time going
to
come?
But the thing is, you start to build an audience.
Yeah, but then I'm like, slow and steady is also good.
Exactly.
And it's not like,
don't you have a little
stressful.
Plaque now?
I do have the plaque.
Oh my gosh.
I was like,
what a dream.
Yeah, that was like such a full circle moment. I've always wanted that plaque.
You know what? They should also give a bonus.
Seriously. I've given so much of my time to freaking YouTube. Like, I should get more.
Did you get anything for 1 million? Wait, what are the milestones?
Yeah,
1,000?
I think it's 100,000 and then I think 1 million's the next one. I don't think they give you 500,000.
Oh.
1 million you get the gold one.
Oh.
And I think 10 million is like the diamond play
wow.
button, which like I don't think I'm going to get there. That sounds like too much.
That sounds like a lot of work.
That sounds like too much. 1 million's good with me.
Oh my gosh, you're going to get there though.
You know, slowly but surely. But I've come to learn that I like the slow growth better because anytime I have gone viral or had like quick growth, it's so stressful.
You know, I hear that a lot, especially, you know, who like people who post like their product and it goes viral that day.
It's so overwhelming.
And then all of a sudden you don't have enough to fulfill these orders. Like I had a friend who ran like an online boutique and then she had a pair of pants blow up. But then it all sold out and then she has to like put everything on back order.
Yeah.
And then now her shipping is being slow
and
then people are complaining and this and that. So it's like, yeah, I rather have the slow growth too.
I know. I'm like learning to love it because
and there's nothing wrong with that too.
No, nothing wrong with it. But yeah, at first I was like, why am I not going viral? I want all my products to sell out. But I'm like, no, I don't.
That's the thing, though. Like, we don't always have to go viral.
No, it's actually better that way, what I've come
to learn. I think it is, too, because it's like people actually see the process of how you are growing your brand or how you're able to market this specific item.
Yeah.
And then it's a lot more meaningful,
exactly.
I would say.
Exactly. I agree.
But it would be nice.
I know. I'm like, sometimes it would be quite nice to just get like all these orders all at once. And
it's
like,
a love hate thing.
You know? Yeah. But, you know, we're working on it. It's fine.
But you're doing it, though. I don't know how you do all those custom orders.
Girl, I don't know how I'm doing it. I'm not even doing it. I'm stressed. But we're getting through it, slowly but surely. I like, it's so funny because I stopped doing custom orders for like a good, maybe like a year or so, I think. Yeah, maybe a little over a year. Because I had one just not go super well. And then I was like traumatized from it. And I was like, I'm never going to do a custom order again. And then, of course, I put out a little video and I'm like, hee hee, maybe I'll make custom orders. And that one does well. And now I have so many to make.
I love that.
I know.
Come on, Taylor Swift.
Literally, shout out Taylor Swift. No, I'm literally manifesting meeting her so bad at her concerts because.
Why don't you give her. Okay, don't some fans will like give something
so to an artist? Taylor is like really specific with her meet and greets, and you can't buy a meet and greet to meet her. You have to get chosen to meet her.
Huh?
So like her team will like scout people out either on like social media or at the concerts themselves if you look like you're having a really good time or like if you've posted a lot about her, like they'll like scout people out to meet her because they want her real fans to meet her, not just people who have money. So I think it's a really cool thing to do.
Wow.
So the way I am tagging Taylor Nation and Taylor Swift in every single thing I am posting so I get recognized and
but
I can meet her.
She literally has billions of fans.
I know. I'm like,
how do
one
they
of
pick?
These. I don't even know how they, especially nowadays with TikTok.
That's
it'd
really
be
cool
even
of her to do that.
Yeah, it is
like
really cool.
Like it's a
cool.
genuine person that's yeah. actually, wow.
I know. So it's really cool. So
how nice
which
of
is
her.
Yeah, which is also why a lot of people want custom orders because they want to stand out the most at the concerts.
Oh.
So people are willing to go like all out just
really?
To get noticed. Yeah.
I did not know.
Yeah,
any
that's
of
why
this.
It's like an even bigger deal. To like
wow.
go all out at her concerts.
Dude, and you have 30 orders?
Yeah.
So I think one of those you have a chance.
I know. I'm like, I feel like at least one of those videos has to get noticed by her
oh, well,
team.
You're documenting
at
everything,
least.
Right?
Yeah.
That's good.
So I'm like, it'll be multiple videos of each. So I'm like, I don't know. At least one of them has got to pop off. So I'm like, it's, you know, it's not that far-fetched that I think
pretty,
I need her.
I'm pretty sure one of them.
I know. I'm really manifesting that one.
And are you allowed to bring something to her during those meet and greets?
I think so. I feel like people have brought her stuff, but I don't know what I would.
You
like,
gotta,
I don't know what to bring her. Like, I don't know what I would do.
You gotta, like, bring something.
I know. I
At
feel
least
like
bring
I
something
to
the concert and see what happens.
I know.
Because you never know. You never know. Make
never
it, like
know.
A jacket. Make like something. And
yeah.
Then...
I've thought about it. I mean, I have time because my concert isn't till August. But I'm
yeah.
just like, I don't know. But it would be cool.
You just never know.
You never know. I'm like, I'll manifest it. Why not?
Dude, praying for you.
Thank you so much.
I haven't done custom orders.
Yeah.
Like, I'm literally thinking about it. It's been a while.
Yeah.
I don't do many.
I don't like to usually.
Mainly also like. Also bad experiences in the past.
I know.
But also like I feel like that also restricts me
yeah.
as a designer.
Yeah.
Like then people start getting like nitpicky about I want it like this. I want it like that. And then the amount of emails I get about custom orders,
yes.
but then they already have a design in mind. I'm like, no, you're just asking me
I know.
To design for you.
That or it's like, can you recreate this specific dress that this specific person wore?
Sorry, but no.
I'm like
or
no.
it's like, oh, I want to buy this piece from this designer but I don't have money, do you think
yeah.
you can make this?
I'm like, you expect it to be less because
yeah,
you're getting it custom?
Exactly. Like, I really saw this, it's super pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, girl, it's gonna take more from me.
Literally. Yeah, I literally had an email the other day of somebody wanted one of like the Taylor Swift custom orders, whatever.
Uh-huh.
And she asked me like what the price range was, and sometimes it's hard to like ballpark it because I just don't know, but
yeah.
I usually tell them like, I don't know, at least like 300-400 plus.
That's really good.
Whatever. Which is at the lower end of
you
the spectrum.
Pay for you gotta pay yourself too.
Yeah, and the materials are expensive when you're using like sequins and trims and like all this stuff.
Yeah.
Like it adds up.
Yeah.
And this girl, I think I even told her 250 plus. Like I think I really went like the lower end of the spectrum. And she was like, that's so out of budget for me. And I was like, how much did you expect a custom order
yeah.
to be? I'm like, girl.
That's the thing.
That's crazy.
That's the thing.
I'm like, that's low for like a fully custom outfit just for you.
Exactly.
You expect it to be less than 250.
I don't know. Sometimes people just don't like realize what goes behind it too.
Like,
so that's
wow.
why I try to be nice about it too.
Yeah,
I'm like,
obviously.
Actually, it's going to take this much.
I know. I usually always am like, well,
yeah.
materials are most likely like 100 plus. So
exactly.
then I have to, you know, account for time and blah, blah, blah.
Exactly.
But it's just
and
crazy.
I get like, you know, upcycling requests. Like,
oh, I bet you had a lot of that.
And then, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So I get those,
mm-hmm.
but then I don't think people factor in the fact that I have to take something apart.
Which is the worst part.
And honestly, that's even harder
Absolutely.
Than having the actual fabric on hand.
I agree.
Because then if you're looking for a specific piece,
mm-hmm.
this I can only use what you gave me.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah.
And so I don't think people realize that as well when it comes to upcycling. Like, we can only use so much and do so much.
Totally.
So if you're asking for a jacket from a pair of pants sometimes, they're asking for a coat, imagine. Like, how do I do that?
You need multiple pants,
one
at least.
Pairs of pants.
Yeah.
Like, so I don't know. Yeah. Maybe custom orders in the future.
I know.
But
they have to be like at a good price for it to actually work.
And they have to be
out.
Something that I want to work on.
Yeah, that's
because I think that's something I've learned over the years too, to say no to things and to not take everything.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to spread myself thin.
I know. I'm starting to learn to say no to
a lot. And I end up saying no to like everything now.
I know, I say no to way too much. But sometimes I just really do have to think about like, okay, can I realistically give 100% of my time to this?
Exactly. You know? I want to be into what I'm making.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with being selective.
No.
Because it's also your time that you have to be picky with.
Exactly.
So yeah, I think that's why I haven't done a custom order in a while.
Yeah. I don't blame you. No, especially upcycle. Like, there's a reason I do not upcycle. It takes so long.
It does.
There's nothing I hate more than seam ripping something. Like, I don't know how you do it. I was literally with a friend the other day and she was like, oh my God, you should just like, I think we were like thrifting or something. She was like, you should just like fix this up. And I was like, I would rather make it from scratch than just take in this pair of pants.
It. Exactly.
Like, I do not even want to take in a freaking waistband.
Oh, taking in a waistband. Like, I've learned to be a lot faster at it.
Oh, well, yeah, because you actually do it. I just refuse to. Oh,
it's hard. Especially denim. Like, I've had to learn how to like.
Girl.
Mm-mm. Denim is hard, actually.
Denim
to
is
take
so
in.
Hard.
But I've learned, so if you need a pair of pants.
I know, I'm like, I'll just rather hit you up.
Yeah, hit me up.
Because I don't want to do it.
But it is hard, like upcycling, sometimes alterations. Yeah. That's why I've had this like ongoing series of clearing out my alterations bins, because those never get cleared.
But you're so good at actually going through it. I don't think I've ever actually altered anything in my alterations bin. Like, I literally will refuse.
Yeah.
I hate it.
I end up doing it because I'm like, dude, I need something to wear.
Yeah, and also you like make content out of it. And it's like
exactly,
good. But
exactly.
I the amount of times I've thrifted something, been like, oh my God, I'll just take this in and it'll fit. I've never taken it.
I do that,
and then I just end up like re-donating it or like selling it or whatever.
Exactly. So I still do have like, I have like two bins and like a two baskets and then like a bin of like random things or like things I can turn things into. Like, I have these track pants, I'm like, maybe I'll turn it into something eventually, and never got to it.
No, it's so hard.
So I don't know, very picky about like what I upcycle to. I want it to be like cool.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Something I can get some content out of, but also be wearable and something pretty.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
Yeah,
it's hard.
No, it really
being
is.
Content creators are too.
No, it is. And I think it's also hard because I feel like as a creative, you see something, you're like, oh my God, I see the potential in that. I'm going to keep this just in case. And then I do that with everything.
Exactly.
So like, the amount of like scrap fabrics that I have, or things that I'm like, one day this could be cool for something.
How much scrap fabric do you have?
Oh my God, I don't even want to talk about it.
I went through my entire closet.
Oh my God, how?
Oh my gosh. I have a picture.
Oh my God. I went through mine actually semi-recently too.
Oh my gosh.
Because I was keeping everything. I had not thrown out a single thing since I started my brand.
And I feel bad throwing away like these, even if it's like
a small
little square,
same.
Like I keep it.
Me too.
I don't know if that's like a hoarding problem.
I think it is slightly, but I'm the same way.
Like,
but I'm like, there, you could make something. Like you could use it for something.
Like it's going to end up.
I know.
I don't know. It's going to end up somewhere.
I know. I feel that too. I've started to send my stuff to 4 Days for their like fabric recycling stuff.
Oh, I heard about that. How do you like it?
I love it because they will take anything. They'll take literally any fabrics. Like they'll take old clothes is what they like advertise, but
really?
They'll also take like
Say it again.
Sheets, four days.
4 days?
Like FOR and then days.
Oh.
Yeah. Their take back bags.
So you can give scraps?
Yeah. Because I read on their
not
thing.
An ad.
I know. I'm like literally not sponsored, but I actually use them.
Really?
But yeah, you can. They obviously advertise it as like sending back clothing because they're a clothing company.
Oh, but they do fabric.
But they also take any scrap, like any fabrics. Like they'll take old towels or old like like anything.
How
that's
big
fabric.
Do the scraps need to be?
Doesn't matter.
Because I got like.
I've got literally like teeny tiny cutting scraps that I've sent.
I need to show you.
I don't
know
if they hate me for it or not, but.
Bro.
Wait.
So this is like. Two scrap bins of denim.
Yeah,
this bottom
so
one's
much
like
denim.
Stuff from my collection.
Yep.
But this whole side right here is all the denim and other scraps I have to upcycle. Oh my gosh. Because I have a friend who works, I also have a friend who works for she works for a designer.
Okay.
And then they end up, she called me one time and she was like, hey, we're just going to throw all this away.
Absolutely not.
Literally. She was like, I thought of you. Do you want to like upcycle it into something? Mm-hmm. So we go to where she works and she's like, yeah, like grab whatever scraps you want. Mm-hmm. Whole table full of scraps.
Wow.
It was crazy. And she said that she already took a bunch for herself. Wow. And this is what's left over. And so Justin has he has a RAV4. We filled up his whole car.
That's
with
crazy.
Like scraps. And then I even took home like maybe a huge roll that they were just going to throw out.
See, I just can't say no to it.
Fashion industry is very wasteful. One thing I got from that. Yeah. And then the other thing, wow, those swatches, they just end up going in the trash.
I know.
So I have a bunch of swatches that are in these cubbies waiting to be used into something.
No,
so
same.
I don't know. I think this year I want to do a thing where I don't buy any new fabric.
That's what I was thinking to do too. Outside of like the custom order
exactly.
work that I have to
I don't want to buy any more fabric because I can't. Have a lot of
so
it.
Much.
I have a lot of denim, especially. Yeah. I have a lot of just like fabrics that I thought were cute and then I never touched them.
Yep.
So this year, that's probably something I want to do too. Like, I don't want to buy any new fabric because I don't think I have room for it either.
I don't either. I know I'm running out of room too because I worked for a fashion brand when I first moved to LA and they also like gave me all their leftover fabrics. They gave me all their like leftover samples that like had like, you know, minor things that didn't work out.
Exactly.
And they're like, if you want to keep all these. And I was like, yeah, this is like one super nice fabric.
Yes.
Two, it's so much of it. I can't believe you would ever. I mean, I think they were going to like re-donate it or sell whatever. But I'm like, I can't believe this would all just like go to waste otherwise.
Exactly.
So I couldn't say no. And I have so many rolls that have taken up so much space.
Yep.
Boxes under my bed of their samples. Like,
yeah, that's why. Yeah. That's why I end up taking it. Like, I like appreciate them for.
Exactly. And I'm like, I don't want it to go to waste and I can make something out of it, but it's just so hard to get yourself to actually do that.
Exactly. So I'm not gonna buy fabric this year.
I know that was one of my goals too. I'm like, if I can avoid it,
I need something specific.
Yeah,
like, yeah, okay, I'll buy fabric, but for the most part,
right,
everything's at home.
No, me too. I'm like, I really, if it has to be one of a kind items that I'm selling, then I'm just gonna do that, which I feel like I've avoided doing because then I'm like, that's not size inclusive and I can only make one size. But then I'm like, I need to get over myself on that. I'm like, whatever. If there can only be one, there's only one.
Exactly. And
it's okay.
It's like an exclusive piece too.
Yeah, I'm like, it's not that big of a deal.
That's a lot of designers do that, especially emerging designers. They make like one piece of something and then no one else has it.
Exactly.
And so that's why I feel like doing that too. But
I know. And I'm like, it would just be easier to get rid of my scraps in that way than try to like mass produce something with my scraps and like make multiples. I feel like that's where I always get stuck. And I'm like, oh, I'll just not make anything then.
It's just so hard. But I love watching you like especially for your tanks.
Oh my God. Those are so fun.
When you piece together all the different like fabric, I'm like, wow, I know. How do you do that?
I love doing that, but I only like patchwork if it's like with jersey and I can just like serge it.
We talked about this, the tanks.
Yes, that's why I love the tanks. They're so easy and quick, but I hate having to like patchwork
wovens
because I have to serge it.
I love patchworking
like
wovens.
On top of like like I don't mind patchworking it, but then I'm like, oh my God, I have to finish the edges too.
Yeah, it's, ooh,
you know
oh
what I
my
mean?
Gosh, for my collection,
it's so much. Yeah,
for my collection, I worked on for the eighth look, I worked on this long coat.
Yes.
Each piece.
Oh my God. I remember seeing those videos.
Each piece was patchwork.
Yeah.
It was serged. And I top stitched each one of them.
You're crazy. You were actually
crazy.
Oh
my gosh. I spent hours top stitching rows.
No, yeah.
Just rows.
Yeah.
And that was just finishing the whole, like,
just the fabric.
Like making like a bolt of fabric out of patchwork. The amount of top stitching that I did
for
2 weeks.
Yeah.
That definitely like over 200 different like
rows. Totally.
Like, so I get it. No, I get why you don't want to work with
I know. I'm like, I like it in like retrospect. Like, I think it looks so cool. I'm like, I have so many cool fabrics I could work with. And I have done it. But I'm like, I can't sell this because it would be thousands of dollars. And I don't think I have that customer base yet.
Exactly.
So then it's like, is it worth my time? But then I'm like, I need to use these scraps. So like, I do need to do it. But
isn't it funny how like as we grow as designers, we figure out what we like and what we don't like?
Yeah. Me likes all the easy basic things to do.
I like basic and easy things
too,
though. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Like, I think when I was in high school, I used to do like dresses and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Or like prom dresses.
Yeah, same.
Homecoming.
Yeah, all like... the fun things like that.
And then I realized one day, I don't like to do this. I don't like making dresses. It's not for
That's
me.
So funny.
I appreciate it though.
Yeah.
When other people do it, I love seeing people like do their thing. They love like you.
Yeah.
You love
I do
draping.
Love it.
You love making like the beautiful gowns.
Yes.
I can't. I don't know.
Yeah, see, you're like the type that like makes
it.
Pants, and I hate making pants.
Oh, I love pants.
And you're like making pants and doing the actual like waistband, the little like fly zip. I hate making like a fly zip.
Oh, do you know the amount of time I still look up how to like finish a fly zip? Like,
I can never remember.
How do I remember things,
dude?
I still
I think
look
everybody
at it.
Still looks it up. I don't. I've,
There's
I haven't
nothing
met,
wrong with
yeah,
that.
I haven't met anybody who actually remembers how to do it every time.
No, like no. It's so it's just so funny. I don't think
yeah.
the last. I haven't made a dress in a very long time.
That's so funny. It's like all I like to make.
I love that for you.
Yeah.
Not
they're just
for
so
me, though.
Easy. Like, it's just so easy. It's a one piece. It's a full look.
I love, like, the whole, like, draping on a mannequin process.
Me too.
I love that about,
I
like, making,
that.
Like, corsets.
Yeah.
And dresses and all that. But
yeah.
then once you start adding, like, the silky fabric and the
I
tulle
know,
and all
it
that.
Does get
oh,
a little...
it's my
yeah.
enemy.
Yeah.
I could never. I don't know.
That's so funny. See, like, denim's
so
my
fun.
Enemy, so I don't know how you do it.
Oh, I love that. Opposites.
I know. Seriously.
Oh, I don't know, but yeah, man,
I know, it's crazy.
It's crazy. Maybe we'll collab on like a denim and
I know
look at that. Well, yeah. A denim and like I don't know a flowy fabric piece.
Yeah, we can do like a little silky satin moment.
I don't know
that could work out.
We'll see.
Could be fun. I know, I feel like we need to do something together.
Like what?
Do you want to do New York Fashion Week with me?
When are you doing it?
Me dropping this in the middle of the podcast.
When are you doing this?
Probably September. I'm definitely not doing February.
Oh, was like February?
No, I don't know how people do
because I was asked by someone, but to help them make their collection.
Gotcha.
But I was like, I don't know if I can fit that.
No, it's a lot. It's so much.
I wish I could. But
I know.
I cannot fit that.
No, I was thinking of doing both fashion weeks. I'm like, there's no way.
How do people do it?
I don't know because like, like after the September one, it's the holiday season. So I don't want to think about making a full collection. And the next thing you know, it's already February.
Oh, no.
So I don't know how people like go back to back from one to the other.
I don't think I've ever been to New York Fashion Week.
Oh my gosh. Until now you have to.
Oh. I'm just thinking of the stress. Oh.
Listen, I will handle the show. You just have to make the collection.
Oh. Another collection.
I know. I need to actually figure out if I'm going to do it. Well, I do want to do it this year, but I'm making custom orders up until August.
Do a nice, do a cute one in
LA. I do want to do one in LA.
LA's
I don't know why I'm so scared to do it in LA.
LA's harder, though, because I feel like it's all the shows are in New York.
I know.
That's just the reality.
It really is. LA Fashion Week
is not it. If people don't
want to
hear
it,
it's actually true.
I know.
Everyone goes to New York Fashion Week.
I know.
LA, like, people are trying. I know,
yeah.
The last LA Fashion Week that they did, I know they did a whole rebranding thing.
Yeah.
And the venue looked really cute.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know.
It just doesn't have the same...
It's not like New York,
No, it doesn't have the same energy, because it's not like... multiple shows at multiple locations
there
going
go.
From one side to the next. It's all in one place.
Yes.
It's kind of weird. I mean, I haven't attended, but I've heard.
I've never been to a fashion week. Actually, the only fashion week I did was in Nebraska.
What?
You know this. I think I told
Wait.
You this. Have I not told you this?
I don't think you told me
okay,
this.
Well, once upon a time.
What?
In 2017, I got asked to do Omaha Fashion Week.
That is the funniest thing.
Omaha Fashion Week.
Not Omaha.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, that's random. I didn't know they had fashion out there, but they would pay for my flight.
Oh.
And then all I did was...
That's nice.
...was make my collection and go there. But that trip was very interesting.
I bet.
Because
so
one,
random.
It was like me and my best friend went.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we got to the airport, my point of contact was not picking up.
Oh.
So it's over here. You know, like, Nebraska is very, like...
Yeah.
You know,
Nebraska.
Not a lot of people of color.
No.
So it's like me and my best friend, like,
oh, no.
like in the airport outside.
Oh, no.
There's no one around. My point of contact is not answering.
Oh, my gosh.
And then so we're waiting outside for like maybe 30, 45 minutes.
That's
and then they finally
time.
Picked up and they're like, oh, so sorry. I'll get my husband to pick you up because I'm talking directly to those directors. And then so finally get someone to pick me up.
Mm-hmm.
And then they take us to the Marriott, like wherever in the downtown. When I get there, I say my name. He's already left. Or I think he's like waiting for us to like check in. They're like, oh, like we don't have a name for you here. And then, mind you, it's already like 12 a.m., right?
Dang.
And then so like me and my best friend, we haven't eaten or anything.
Right.
So now we're over here waiting and he left. So I had to call him back. I'm like, hey,
there's
no hotel room in my name here. And they're like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. We'll come back and like deal with it. And then apparently it was supposed to be a free stay.
Mm-hmm.
But then I ended up paying for my whole stay there.
What?
Like they never, I emailed them like twice. Like, hey, like here's my invoice. Like, like since you guys said it was going to be comp, they ghosted me. After that trip. Like I got over it, but like
but
that,
still.
I was like 19, you know. Dang. I don't have a lot of money.
No.
At
oh my
all.
God, no.
So I was like, "Oh, why'd you guys ghost me like
That's
that?"
So weird.
But the show itself was really cool. It was kind of cool to see how like a place that's not really known for fashion, everyone got together for a whole fashion week.
Yeah.
Full of different activities and things to do. I think that's what's really awesome.
Yeah.
And I was able to bring, you know, my collection there, meet a bunch of models. And
right.
And it was really cool. That was my very first like fashion show experience.
Yeah.
But it just sucks. Like I have like all those other.
I know that is
like I knew I was in like a different place when me and my best friend got off the plane and there was an ad for a tractor.
Oh, welcome like, to the good old Midwest.
Yeah. I was like, whoa, they sell tractors here.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I was like, whoa, it was a very first interesting experience.
Yeah, that's super random.
I know. I never told you this.
I don't think so.
Yeah, Omaha Fashion Week was my first fashion week.
Okay, well, now you have to do New York Fashion Week.
I guess so.
Yeah, maybe we'll make LA Fashion Week happen too. Maybe we just have to like not do it during LA Fashion Week and just do a random show sometime.
There's nothing wrong with that, though.
You know?
You like, like a whole like fashion event or something.
Yeah, I feel like we need to.
There's a lot of things you could do in LA. People still love going to events even though it's not a fashion week or anything. Like I've gone to friends' events. They have it at a store.
Right.
Like in 2020... like my friends had this collective and then they put it together and it was like an upcycled clothing fashion show, I believe, where you can show whatever. And it was really cool. All they did was rent out a space. People paid admission. Like it was cheap, like 10 bucks. And then everyone showed. So like you could definitely do something.
I know. I need to actually think on it and make it happen. But
yeah.
I will make it happen for us.
Yeah. And also think about it. Like all these flea markets that are around, a lot of them... just do it wherever, pretty
much. Seriously.
They just rent out a venue and then ask vendors to come.
Yeah.
And things like that. So you can do it out here too.
I know. I've been like, people have told me that I need to, and I know I need to. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I'm just so like scared to do it in LA, but I feel like it would work out.
It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. And I just think it's harder to get people to meet at one place here than it is in New York, because people can just like take the subway anywhere and it's like
here,
quick.
It's not the
but
same.
Here it's like a commitment to be like, I'm going to go to your event.
You gotta drive.
Yeah.
You gotta drive. You gotta make sure that if you drink, you get sober before you leave. Like things like that.
Yes.
I don't know.
That's a bigger commitment.
That's what I really liked about New York too.
Yeah.
Like during my, I've been there like maybe 3 times.
Yeah.
Like I thought it was really cool. Like people can just walk around after the bar. They can just walk home.
Exactly.
The subway, things it's like just, that. Here you can't do that.
No. You have to have like a game plan. It has to be this whole thing.
Someone has to do.
Yeah.
Someone got to do it. But I don't know. You can throw it in.
We'll make it work. We'll make it work.
I'll be there.
Exactly. I mean, you better be at this point.
Dude, this chair's comfy.
I know. Well, I guess we can start wrapping up. I can't believe we've been here for like 57 minutes.
Really? Already?
Dude, we could talk all day.
I know. This had no direction, but
no,
it was
but
great.
We made it work. I love this for us.
We like off the freak conversation.
I know. Seriously. That's so funny. Well, thanks for coming on here again.
Oh, this was great. You know, it's always a great time hanging out with you.
I know.
My LA friend.
I know. It's so fun that I'm like it's funny because I was like, oh my god, we're gonna hang out all the time, and then we've seen each other like 3 times since I've been
here. There's nothing wrong with that.
I know, but I realize that's just how it is with people here.
Dude, for my best friend, I only see her like maybe a couple times a year.
I know,
that's
it's so crazy. But like, no, I'm like so busy too, so I'm like, I get it.
There's nothing wrong
with
that.
I've never understood it prior to
as
living
here.
Don't
forget me when you're famous.
Oh, girl. Don't forget me when you're famous. Are you kidding me? Okay.
Oh my gosh. Dude, I'm proud of you.
Hey, right back at you. Oh, better see that YouTube start coming up soon.
Oh, I don't know. We'll see.
I want that vlog from your last collection
to come out. Finally put it to work.
Yeah, I'm going to hit you up about that.
All right, all right, all right.
Yeah. Anyway, shout yourself out. Where can people find
you? Oh my gosh. Hey, guys. You can find me at Isabel Jolado on everything, on Instagram, on TikTok, my website, isabeljolado.com. Some fun things coming this year.
Heck yeah.
She knows.
I do know.
I can't say though.
I know. I love
knowing
things.
I have a contract.
Things.
I can't.
I love
but soon,
things.
Soon I'll explain.
So exciting.
But
I can't wait.
Follow her.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
She's a great podcast.
Oh, thank you. No. Thank you. Hopefully you'll come on again.
Oh.
We'll just have to do like yearly check-ins now.
Whenever.
You know, it'll be great. Or yeah, whenever I can't find a guest, I'll be like, hey.
Oh my gosh. So. Yeah, if you're interested in being a guest.
Yeah, hit me up. But yeah, thanks for watching, listening, whatever. You know, subscribe to the podcast,
subscribe.
The YouTube, follow the Instagram, the TikTok, all
follow
things.
Everybody. Yep.
Follow. And we'll see you guys in the next one.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.